Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, April 27th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, April is nearly in the rearview mirror, and with it some powerfully disruptive energy patterns. How are you feeling? Some report that things, be it people, places, or things, will never be the same. We've endured eclipse season, two powerful conjunctions, one of Jupiter and Uranus in Aries, and Mars and Saturn in Aquarius, and a very profound Mercury retrograde that, unlike your ordinary Mercury retrograde, possibly stirred things up from deep within the past and or the subconscious. So take a deep breath and exhale. On to May. Now Mercury is direct again. The deep reflection of its retrogradation moves on to a mind-rattling conjunction with the north node of the ecliptic point, otherwise known as Rahu. Now, that could spell a burst of mental energy mixed with illusion and desire. Mercury conjunct Rahu can create a powerful desire for something you really, really, really want, only to find out later it's not what you expected. It's the classic case of how can you know what you want until you get it, and then you realize it's not what you thought it was. Well, that's one way to deal with the illusionary power of desire. But the big news is, on May 1st, May Day, Jupiter, after 12 years in Aries, moves into Taurus, the fixed Earth and ever-stable sign of the bull. So let's first look at the meaning of Jupiter, then Taurus. Now, in Vedic astrology, Jupiter is the significator of Dharma, the principle of cosmic order, which is akin to our highest path and purpose. Jupiter is known as Guru, Devaguru, and Prisapati. These names refer to Jupiter's role as the father of all things, the universal divinity, the teacher, priest, counselor, and preceptor of all the gods. Jupiter also represents a concept of divine grace, enthusiasm, expansion, spiritual wisdom, divine protection, fortune, faith, law, ethics, higher learning, confidence, and progress. Not bad, right? All right, now moving on to Taurus. Taurus is a fixed earth sign, connected to fertility, creativity, wealth, and stability. Taurus is ruled by Venus and loves simple earthy pleasures and aspires towards the good life. This sign represents those who seek true meaning and value, along with the desire to be practical and useful. So add it up, and Jupiter in Taurus can provide a solid foundation for Jupiter's expansive and auspicious energy. It could help manifest your heart's desire. Now, Jupiter amplifies and illuminates the essence of the sign in which it's transiting. Now, when operating on a more evolved level, Jupiter in Taurus can be elegant, artistic, fortunate, gracious, and steadfast. But there's a downside. When operating through its lower expression, it can be excessively wasteful, selfish, indolent, materialistic, and hedonistic. So, Jupiter moving through Taurus can bestow the good fortune to achieve your goals, but be careful to avoid self-seeking or extravagant behaviors. Now, it could be a rocky start because on May 3rd to June 4th, Jupiter is combust. That means that Jupiter is too close to the sun and the significator of Jupiter, a lost. Well, for a while. Well, what that means is that you just have to try hard to maintain equanimity and do your best not to lose your direction or sense of meaning and purpose. But sometimes the whole purpose of being lost is so you can find your way. Now, during those times when Jupiter is combust between May 3rd and June 4th, you could experience a sense of self-doubt, scarcity, hopelessness. Even the world out there could appear like it's going off the rails, but it happens only once a year, so it's a feeling that you felt before. Take heart. Jupiter will express its most positive energies again after June 4th. The combustion just gives us a chance to work out those muscles to purify our faith and realign with our highest purposes. Now, as in the nature of the zodiac, nothing happens in a vacuum. Planets influence each other just as people influence each other. So Jupiter in Taurus will be affected by Saturn in Uranus, and that's sure to bring up some surprises and changes with what you believe to be true. I'll have more on that in the weeks ahead. How's that for a cliffhanger? Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. So trust your inner guidance. Well, that's it for now. We'll see you next week. Over and out.